Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 4. And we're going to be starting verse number 1, which says, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." So as we've reached chapter number 4, we see how the Apostle Paul is actually going to be building upon the information that he has been giving them so far in this epistle. And that's where we get this issue of furthermore. So in order for them to get to the place where he's going to be talking with them, and we're going to see how in this verse he's talking about this issue of their walk and their performance of what it is that they're doing, that we see how there's, in order to get there, they have to understand the doctrine that he has been giving them. And he's been giving them a lot of information leading up to this. And that's how, for the members of the body of Christ, that the only way that we can really have an idea of how to live our life is to understand the doctrine that's been given to us. And that's why he says, "Furthermore, then we." So the information that members of the body of Christ need for today, the only place that we can get this is from the Apostle Paul. And when Paul's talking about we, he's talking about himself and those that ministered with him, those that followed the doctrine as it's laid out. And Paul, unfortunately, has to over and over again keep building upon the fact that he is the apostle of the Gentiles, that he is the one that has this information, because there are so many individuals that really try to downplay who he is. And when somebody is starting to look at the information given to us by Paul, that there's always these attacks that come upon it to say, well, you're worshiping Paul rather than worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. No, we are following the things as the doctrine has been laid out. Paul tells us to follow him as he followed Christ. So he laid out the information for us. We see how Paul, over and over in his epistles, has to keep coming back to these same issues. Like, for example, let's go over to Romans chapter number 11. And we're going to see Paul here in Romans chapter 11 actually identify himself as the apostle here when he says in verse number 13, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office." And identifying himself as the apostle of the Gentiles, and doing this because he has to distinguish himself from the 12 apostles who were given the information related to the nation of Israel, related to the kingdom program, the individuals who are writing things that have nothing to do with who we are and how we're to live our life. He has to identify himself as being the apostle of the Gentiles. Let's go over to Philippians chapter number 2. We're going to see him say something here in the book of Philippians about Timothy here. And in Philippians chapter number 2, we're going to read verses 19 and 20, just so we can see that this is who is being spoken of when he says in verse 19, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state." So this description that he gives of Timothy is he says that he has no man like-minded. So Timothy, in his mindset, in his doctrine, that Timothy was doing the things that laid out by Paul, he was following all of the doctrine that has been given to him, laid out in a manner to where he can say that there is no man like-minded, because Timothy and Paul have the exact same mindset of the things of what's going on. Now, that should be something that for us, that we would really be trying to say that this is how we should actually be kind of focused on, and that this is what that Timothy, you know, how Timothy's being described, that this is how we as the members of the body of Christ should also be, you know, that goal of us being described in this manner of being like-minded, because in order to be described as being like-minded, it would mean that we are following everything that has been laid out in Romans through Philemon that's been written to us, that applies to us, that, and as it's, we're taking that doctrine in, it's having that impact on who we are, and that it's actually changing our life to match up with the doctrine that has been laid out. We see how Paul describes the fact that he's been given this information. If we go back to the book of Galatians, and we go to Galatians chapter number 1 here, and we're going to see Paul state something here about the information given to him. And it's important to realize this, because individuals really do try to downplay who Paul is. They try to downplay the information that has been given to him and try to state that it's, you know, he really doesn't have God's word in the same way that the other apostles had the word of God. And that's why you see how Paul, you know, over and over again, it, and probably, you know, as much as the attacks were happening now, that the attacks were probably happening just as bad or worse while the Apostle Paul was ministering and trying to share these things, because Peter and the other apostles were actually alive at the time that Paul was ministering, and that people would have been looking at them, looking at James, the, you know, the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that natural thing of trying to say, well, you know, these are people who ministered with him, these are people who are related to him, they are the experts, and Paul was the person who was trying to hunt them down and kill them and stop what they were doing. Why should we listen to him about anything? And that's why Paul has to keep defending who he is. And that's what we see here. Let's read verses 11 and 12 in Galatians chapter number 1. "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." So the information that has been given to the Apostle Paul, the information that he is ministering to them, is information that he says he received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That the Lord Jesus Christ gave him this information in order for him to share it with us, so that way we could have the understanding that we need today about who God is. The information about what it is that we are supposed to be doing as the members of the body of Christ today. We see how Paul describes this further. If we go over to the book of Colossians, let's go to Colossians chapter number 1. And we're going to see how, as Paul's writing to this assembly here, that we see him make another statement. And we're seeing, as we're looking at these passages, how that, you know, this is written in some of his earlier epistles. This is written in his later epistles, to where they have to keep coming back to explain who he is. So here in Colossians chapter number 1, we're going to read from verse 25 down through verse number 27. It says, "Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Now, we see how Paul talks about the fact that it was given to him to fulfill the word of God. That word "fulfill" means complete. So when the Apostle Paul wrote his last epistle, which was 2 Timothy, he completed the word of God. So that was the last book of the Bible that was actually written. You know, it doesn't, you know, the dates that are written in, you know, if you have a Bible that has a commentary and it has dates assigned to it, you know, typically it's going to have the book of Revelation being the last book written, because what the commentator has done is kind of assign dates, and most of the time, based on the order of the books being laid out, that the if the book is towards the end, well, it's going to have a later date, not looking at the reality of what the internal information of what the Word of God says. And the internal information is the fact that it was given to Paul to fulfill or complete the Word of God. And he talks about how, you know, everything that was given to him was a mystery, and how part of that mystery, and we always see how when Paul starts using this word, that he will define different parts of it as he's laying out his epistles. And here he's focuses on the issue of Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, something again that the other authors of Scripture could not focus on, the issue of Christ in you, because in the kingdom program, it's not Christ in you, it's Christ with you. That's why he was called Emmanuel at his birth, because it was Christ, it was God with you, not God in you. The issue of God being in us is part of the mystery program, part of the heavenly hope that has been given to us. We see how Paul defines the information given to him. Let's go over to Romans chapter number 15. Now, here in the book of Romans in chapter 15, we're not going to read verse 8, but verse 8 talks about the issue of the Lord Jesus Christ in when he was here on earth, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, confirming the promises that had been made unto the Father. So tying in the fact that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are actually part of the same program of Genesis through Malachi. So there is no difference in what's being said. And that's what you see as you, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and take the words as the words state them, you see how it is a confirmation of all of the promises that were made unto the fathers. Now we see here verse number 16 of Romans chapter 15, where Paul explains what his ministry is when he says that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So we see the issue of his ministry being to the Gentiles. The confirmation of things written to the fathers deals with the nation of Israel. So we see how he's, again, having to draw that distinction between what he has been given and what was preceding him, so that way individuals can understand what is given to us, understand the doctrine that we are supposed to be applying to ourselves. Now, we see Paul over in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 3 give a long description here about the ministry, the information that's been given to him. And we're going to read the first 9 verses of Ephesians chapter number 3 to see what Paul is actually saying to these individuals here. We're going to start here right at verse number 1 of Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now we see Paul stating a lot of information about what has been given to him. You know, he calls this information, you see, referred to it as the mystery. You see him identifying it as the dispensation of the grace of God. You see him identifying it as, you know, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, all of these terms are showing how this information had not been revealed prior to the Apostle Paul writing this information out. You know, it's unsearchable because I can't go back into any other writings to find information about the dispensation of the grace of God, because this information is given only to the Apostle Paul. You know, he talks about how it's his responsibility to be sharing this information with others, that it's his responsibility to be teaching it, and teaching it in a manner that other individuals are going to be able to keep teaching. The message keeps going on and going on. So that way, we can continue to see individuals being saved. And the foundation of this information that's been given to the Apostle Paul, it starts with the gospel message for today. The fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. That's the foundation of what's been given to the Apostle Paul. Everything else is built upon that fact. You know, that's the thing that unites us as the members of the body of Christ. So when, you know, no matter what disagreements we might have with someone about what they're teaching, we know that we have a unity with them, because if they have trusted that same gospel message, they are members of the body of Christ. Now we see how Paul mentions, it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. And first of all, see, it's talking about, you know, those Old Testament prophets. It's talking about the other apostles that, you know, so see, everyone is teaching that same message. You see, if you go over into chapter number 4 of the book of Ephesians, that Paul identifies that there are these gifts, and when he says he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, so there are these gifts that were given, a purpose for them in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And then verse 13 has a time frame associated when it says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That once the information that was given to the Apostle Paul, once that is completed and Paul finishes the, you know, writing and finishes giving us the doctrine that we need, there would be no more reason for those gifts. There would be no more reason for there to be apostles and prophets. You know, there would no longer be, need to be a gift of a pastor or a teacher. It's at that point that you see how in 1 Timothy that it shifts it from that idea of being a gift to talking about someone desiring to have those positions. And that desires a good work. That's no longer a gift. It's a work that someone's going to have to do. And how there's this complete change of focus of things. And that focus being there because how Paul has finished the information. He's finished his course. But we have all of that information that's been given to us. And the result of this information is that as we study the Word of God and study it under the principle of how Paul gives us to when he tells us to study this, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that as we study the word of God under that principle and say, okay, I'm now taking the word of God and taking the information that's been given specifically to me and applying it to my life, it's going to have an impact on who I am. And the end result is that it should have an impact on how it is that I'm living. And we're going to look at how Paul's attempting to get that across to individuals during next week's episode. So as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have some audio files of previous messages. We have information on how to watch our Sunday services live as they're broadcast on Facebook. Information on how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything on our website, anything on our broadcast, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.